You approach that horizon, that point where everything I say is bunched up into your shivering pelvic floor, your clenching butt, your pointed pebbly nipples, your hair being pulled back, your whole body being stimulated in all the ways I like to stimulate you. You throb and drip for it, you drool for it, and then your cock is hardening, slapping your belly, spasming from within, your balls are tensing against the base again. It feels so big, so throbbing, so virile and confident and achy. It's okay to thrust your hips into the air, feel the way the inside of your body responds, shaken and shivered. My words are arriving. Imagine that inside of you there's a button and every word I say pushes it. Throb, 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 push, 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 pulse, 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 your throbbing cock drooling pre-cum down itself, painting yourself, your butt is clenching, throb, 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 that button is being pushed by every word and no one delivers them quite as rapid or quite as effectively as I. My words arrive in your head and they strum and throb across your consciousness and your cock is so hard. A dripping, wet, aching length. Your dick is just slapping your belly over and over. Your mind is leaking out of it, drooling down your torso off of your aching, throbbing cock. Your balls are tensed against your body and your mind nods along and you say, yes, yes, this is what you want, this is what you need, come for me. Come as if your whole body were an instrument being strummed just a little too loud, a chord that plays through you, echoes through you again and again, and I just deliver it rapid fire. I just deliver it over your body and you get to feel what happens when I let myself go, when I close my eyes and allow myself to surrender to the hypnotic flow, the ache of it, the throb of it. Down, come for me. Your whole body shivers and shoots and drips and drools and wants it, spasming and shivering involuntary motions, your belly clenching, the muscles deep inside of you that are responsible for climactic release are releasing a little too often. They're deluging your mind in a storm of the pleasure chemicals that tell you that yes, your cock is fulfilling its function, your spasming, dripping, spurting seed is coming out of your length, is coming up out of you and then spurting in the air, spurting across your body or just spurting down itself. The drooling pressure between your legs is heavy, weighty, pulling your consciousness in, pulling your awareness in, making you need it. Come for me. Come hard and dripping and hot and drooling and grunting and exhausted for me, wet and sweated, sweated and blank, your mind drooling out of your ears, out of your mouth, out of your cock, out of every bit of you that it can escape. Your entire body is now just an occupied zone for me to fill, is just a place for me to fill the void with my dripping, drooling verbiage, with my words that resonate in your pleasure centers, ringing them like a gong, playing you like an instrument, throb, 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 thrum, thrum, spasm. You squeeze your cock to make it bounce and move for me. You squeeze your insides to make the parts of you that make good feelings resonate, move and spasm. You clench your ass to send extra sensations to the rigid cock slapping your belly with its virile, horny, aroused need. You in this moment are just a resonation chamber for my voice, for my words to bounce off the insides of your empty brain, and the word I keep saying is come for me. Come like you're in heat, come like you're rutting and lusting and aching and throbbing and sweating and surrendering. Surrendering to your own body and to I who pulls the strings, who guides you down, who makes you feel it. Feel the way deep inside of your body you're just being hypnotized more firmly by your body's own functions, its own chemicals, its own resonating desire and control. You surrender to your body, you throb for the lust of it, the yearning of it, the ache of it, the want of it, the nodding, nodding along, smiling for me, nodding, encouraging me, affirming me, letting me know that you want me to make you feel it more, and you do. 10 and 9 and 8 and 7 and 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2, 1, and desperate and come. Hard, deep, dripping, draining, drooling. 11 and 10 and 9 and 8 and 7, dropping at the same time you drool and drip and spurt and squirt. And 7 and 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1, and come. Come for me, hard and hot and horny. Deeper down, dripping in your own consciousness. And 12 and 11, in the pool of your melted thoughts. 10 and 9, I am there, providing my words. I am there providing my urge, my yearning at 8 and 6 and 4 and 2, and come for me. Like you're in heat, like you're throbbing, like you're sweating, like your cock is exhausted and the base of it is pulsing, 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 throbbing. Your balls are tense and taut as if a cock ring were keeping the cum in, making it back up, making it want to spurt out. Your ass is clenching, your mind is reeling, your hair pulled back, your neck being nibbled, being marked, being kissed, your ear being whispered in, being licked, being caressed, being filled with my words, pouring my control into your brain, and you come for me. Good. Good cock, good brain, good body, good sweated, listening, aching presence for me to throw my urges at. You've done very well, Pet. Relax. Relax your body. Let the tension flow out of it, for there was a lot of tension contained in that urging. Let my control flow into it. You nod, and you drift, and you drip, and you nod, and you obey, and you serve, and you nod. And it's good. I'm proud of your ability to follow me down, your ability to keep up and let my words in. I'm glad that you find my words to be the ones you want to listen to and let bathe your consciousness. Keep doing that, and I'll keep producing the very best things I can funnel into your mind. You are cared for. You are enjoyed. I love that I'm able to put words and work out into the world because you listen. Because people listen, and you are here listening. And I really appreciate that. I am happy. If you ever wonder about me or worry about me, I'm happy and doing well. Life is calm and copacetic. Enjoyable and peaceful. I am enabled to do what I want to do, and I plan to keep doing it. And you are part of the it that I'm going to keep doing. Gonna keep doing you and bathing your brain over in sweated joy. Feel the pleasure run down your muscles. Feel the moment where you are allowed to relax. You have done well. I am pleased by your service and obedience and following and pleasure. I am pleased by you. You are a source of pleasure. You have put pleasure into the world. The light of pleasure and confidence and dripping, drooling, aching, throbbing, following. And that is good. I want you to keep doing that. To keep letting me give you words that make your brain a bit of a happier place for you to live in and for others to caress. I want your caress upon the world to be a positive thing. To bring joy and pleasure, and if that means a little more patience, if that means zoning out and thinking of the last time I lustfully brushed your brain with my control and thoughts, then do that. If that means spending a little more time relaxing and taking care of yourself, do that as well. I'll be here when you're done. I'll be here when all is said and done. My words will be here for you to refer to, return to, for you to disgorge your needs into the world, and let me answer them. Let yourself need things. Let yourself need a moment. Imagine my arms wrapping around you, pulling you against my chest, leaning my chin on your shoulder, tugging your hair gently, pulling you back against me, giving you the moment where you can just breathe. Breathe deeply, regularly, calmly and peacefully. Let yourself live in the moment, where an overwhelmed sensation can give way to a purity of serenity afterward. You are in the aftertime, the aftercare, the cuddling, caressing, petting moment where I say to you, thank you, and you're welcome, and you're good, and you're enjoyed. And the less you're able to move, perhaps for a little while, the better, as you relax and let yourself disgorge your stress. All of the tension in your body, both the orgasmic and the otherwise, is rising from you as a cloud, wafting away, leaving a purified, rarefied moment of serenity for your body and brain to share with me. In a moment where you, in that purity, are given leave, given permission, thank you, Pet, and you're welcome. Thank you, and you're welcome for dripping and drooling, exhausted and drained, your entire body and brain remaining in my grasp, because even when I go, your mind will bear the footfalls, the finger marks of my molding before we fired you in the furnace and sent you back out into the world. You follow my words because they bring you to good places. I promise to keep doing that. I promise to keep bringing you to places where, if you trust me, the journey always has an end in pleasure, always has a point, a story to tell, a resonation, an entertainment, a little piece of me that resonates with a little piece of you, and together they become more than they would be otherwise, more than amusing, a creation, the act and joy of creation between us together, in a moment where I can say, good job, and I can know that you carry the same sentiment. to me.